So I was saying, let's talk about your number one challenge. Your number one most biggest challenge is about not being able to find properly trained staff.
The thing is that there's three culinary schools here in Cuenca, which has become very good. But the teachers in this, they don't teach the students the proper cooking skills or knife skills or the basic knowledge of a good person for this industry. In addition to that, the hotel industry that is more directed to tourism instead of actually directed to the hotels or restaurants knowledge. So the problem here right now in Ecuador is that unemployment rate is really high, and there's in different industries people cannot find their jobs, so they try to do what they can. Once they get into the food and beverage industry or hotel industry, they find it that it's really sacrificing because we always depend on customers. If they want to stay, they stay, or we don't have weekends or days off or hours off are really tough to always keep up because we work when other people have fun. So they get data motivated and they actually leave, and that creates a high staff turnover.
So how does
Also,
that, yeah,
in the part of
sorry, go ahead, Sebastian.
knowledge is that Ecuador still is really limited on culinary beverage knowledge, and they're very traditional on the things they do. So when you talk to people about things that are different, they don't actually know about it, and they feel insecure sometimes to try something new or to do things new. And they get scared most of the time. So that actually creates also a challenge because for them to learn something new is to go outside their comfort zone, and sometimes they actually do not accept it in the best way.
And I totally understand that. So how does this affect your business? I mean,
Well, the way that affects is that sometimes customers get used to some of the staff that I have here, and when they don't see them, they actually feel sorry for it, and sometimes they think I'm too, that I pressure too much of my staff, that I'm too a perfectionist. However, that's not the reality. When they actually view it, they say, no, they're doing it actually wrong, and Sebastian is just trying to teach them so they actually relax. However, one of the other things this has shown me is that it's been more sacrificing towards myself because as I have staff coming in and out, that it implies that I have to be more into the coffee house, working, making sure that everything goes right, always training people, and most of the time even doing the things for myself until people can actually be trained and I can delegate the stuff that they have to do.
So you're stuck more in the business. You can't really focus on the business because the staff attrition is so high. You're constantly doing their jobs.
So basically here, that's one of the things that most customers see is that I make their beverages, I cook, I clean their tables, sometimes I wash their own dishes, and I do everything that I have to do around here.
That must be that. How do you feel about that?
Well, for one part, I do feel proud of myself because I know I can actually manage to do things all by myself and I can actually work hard on it. But at the same time, it's really hard because it's overwhelming. Sometimes I feel too exhausted that even in my free time, when I want to do something with my family, I don't do it because I just want to rest, bed, and it just keeps me on a really downside of my energy. And the other sense also is because sometimes I have family meetings, we have business meetings and everything, and to be able to organize myself, not being having people to count with, is very hard and limits my time.
That takes away from your personal time in a big
Exactly.
way. So, not being able to make it for family functions. I mean, it gets to any human being, right? I mean, restaurant owners are also human beings, and just because there's the staff retention problem, it and you're stuck in the restaurant when you'd rather be somewhere else, you know, for that day or that function. That must be frustrating, you know.
Yes, exactly. sometimes frustrating. Sometimes it actually kicks in a little bit of depression. But it might wait to actually fight over all this, because let's be honest, not being able to have a really good personal life or a good balance in life generates a big depression that sometimes people actually want to sometimes commit suicide or to leave the business, or they get into really harmful healthy situation, health situation. But my way to deal with this is in my free time or the time that I can find, I try to do sports, and I always put to myself the phrase of Vince Lombardi, which says that the greatest moment of a human being or of a man is when he's lying down in the battlefield completely exhausted, but knowing he's victorious because he gave everything of himself.
Right.
So that's the phrase that I work in my mind, and I say, well, I love what I do, I love my passion, and if I can finish my day, and if I'm exhausted, but I know I gave everything and all the best of myself, and I made my customers happy, and I'm making my business grow, and I was able to find that time to spend time with my family and do things proper, I know that I'm doing the right thing.
Right, I agree. So this retention, not having a high retention.